your thing. I've never had a dissertation corrected before, so I don't know what the proper ink color is.
Different faculty use different colors. Now, I personally prefer the pencil. When I first came here, I was grading papers in red ink, and I got massive complaints from students about that. They
like
felt it was hostile.
Yeah.
Did you interpret
I went to a pencil.
Did you help them process that?
No. I was too young and afraid to address it. So I just switched. Easier to switch than interpret or fight. So.
As long as it's legible, I really don't care what ink it is. So red is fine. It's when it's red and it's illegible,
sure.
Then it's hostile. Yeah.
Our boss does it in red and it's illegible, and we have to like sit together and try to figure out what he's saying.
Oh.
And sometimes it'll be like a one-word response. And it's like, what? What?
Yeah.
It's in a sentence. I can at least have some context, but you know, like. Is that a good, or is it a bad, or is it a terrible, or does it just say Monday?
All right, so, let's see. Who should we focus on first? Chris and Melissa, should we? There's 1-3.
There's one
more? 3. Discrepancy of 3. Item 27. No, I have you down as being discrepant by 3.
I gave
her 3.
Is
I have
that
Chris.
LKN 3.
HLN1.
Oh, yeah. I skipped that one, Chris, when we were going over it.
What's that?
Okay.
Yeah, Chris and I went over our discrepancies.
But we did not go over that one,
but I skipped that one because it was on the top. I didn't see it.
Oh,
so.
All right. So, that's the only one that's more than 2.
We went over our other ones and we pretty much agreed. Halfway on that.
All right.
So why don't we go over this?
Okay, Chris.
All right. It's very fitting for me to read to you, Melissa.
Yeah,
she was a person who presented herself to others as kind and generous, but at home she was the opposite, dishonest and abusive.
Only to Chris.
So read it again.
She was a person who presented herself to others as kind and generous, but at home, she was the opposite, dishonest and abusive.
So we had like a 4?
Yeah.
Almost a 5, because right, there's no real mental states, but it's also showing to learn how to can be different, right? Which is one of the categories. So I don't think it meets that 5 yet.
What do you think?
I'd say 1. If there's no mental states there, then it's not a 3. And therefore, it can't be a 5, right? It doesn't have enough of those criteria.
It's open to question. So you say 1, you say 4, and you say 4.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
there's some feeling behind those words, and I think we said that.
She's gonna hit you like she hits me, Jeff. Come on.
But there's a recognition that the internal life of the individual is different than how they present and are perceived by others. How is that?
It's not the internal life, it's only the external. Kind and generous is external, dishonest and abusive are external.
So I guess you could see where people have lined up.
Yeah. You guys scored it the same as Chris and I did. I gave it a 1, you gave it a 4.
Because it doesn't really say why. Remember, like, that's kind of generic. I mean, it's not really saying why they felt that way or why it came to be that way or how it affects each other. Like, it's just not deep enough to bypass the absence of a mental state.
I mean, I wrote, it's a disguise of behavior, but it's not a mental status. A mental state is just behavior. So that's why I went with the 1. I know, Chris,
I was just trying to be nicer to you and give you a 4.
Scared that I was
going to
give it anything
else.
Yeah,
this is cover up.
So, I mean, I was thinking 1 myself because, you know, I could wear a fancy clothing outside, but in private at home, I might walk around in a bathrobe.
You're putting on airs in public.
See, you're extrapolating from what I've given you to mental states. I don't, you know, what I wear in public and in private has nothing to do with mental states. It might, but we don't know because it's opaque to us. A person's mental state is opaque. So I'm just wondering why you gave it a 4. I mean, I'm open to hear.
I was just thinking, you know, along the same with the disguise that, you know, they're presenting us 2 different ways.
But you see, from my counterexample, you could wear 2 different sets of clothing, mm-hmm. and that wouldn't give you credit for reflective functioning.
It was 2 different ways of being people, too, I guess. But
I'd want to hear the mental state terms in the description. So I'd have to go.
Giacomo, got any backup for me?
Just remember how he treated you last week.
I know.
I'm trying to stay RF fit for his dissertation data now. You know, I have to be on my A game.
I was wondering if there's a difference between them saying what we were saying earlier versus, like, this how this person behaves in one area versus how they behave in another area. I guess that would be.
Like how they're like the context, the environment,
right,
the different perspectives.
Rather than internal versus external, you know, rather than just how they present, but on the inside they feel like this. I mean, that's what distinguishes it. You know what I'm saying? You said, didn't they say, like, at home?
Yeah.
Well, sure, but, you know, what are you distinguishing? That's the question.
No, like, I'm saying that's in favor of, I'm saying if I'm arguing for a 1, I'm saying that would be.
Oh!
I'm saying,
I thought you, I mean, Chris asked you to help him out.
Oh. No, I know, but I was trying to understand what the other side.
Never mind, it's done. It's done.
Jack, we just threw you under the bus.
Yeah. I'm
but
giving everything zeros this week, Giacomo, just be forewarned.
But also for to categorize as a 5 is like difference in perspectives, no?
Negative
difference
was. Take that back.
How about making it a 2 then, if it's like, if there's enough
I,
say
I
5?
There's no hint.
I agree.
I can accept being wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong, Chris. Get over it.
It's just less entertaining if I'm not, you know, accepting of it. My public demands my advice do this, yes.
But in your private life...
No, I'm still...
You're abusive and...
Oh, my God. I pretty much present the cross the same as everything.
All right, you guys went through the other ones, though?
Yeah, ones that we
the rest of them were just 2s.
We had 1 other question.
And it's kind of in the same category. I'll read it. It's number 12. I think it would be...
Melissa's self.
It's LEH2. I don't know what number it would end up being.
LEH2. You have no idea what the item
Well, it's like 66 on
mine. It would be
mine,
66.
But on yours, I think it's going to be 65.
66 on mine,
LEH2,
yes. I got it.
Self-centered, charms people to help boost his ego and increase his low self-esteem.
Self-centered, charms people to increase...
Help boost his ego and increase his low self-esteem.
A well, it's very, it's not sarcastic, but kind of hostile.
Yeah, it's not like very.
Well, you know, can you
feel low self-esteem?
Yeah. Can you feel low self-esteem?
It's where it's fun-loving.
I mean, it requires some extrapolation or inference, I guess, if you want to give it a high score.
You can't feel charming. I feel charming. Maybe you can. Can you feel charming? I don't know.
You, I don't know, Chris, charming. Can you?
Oh, hi, sorry I'm late.
I mean to talk to you about this, Dustin.
I only have low self-esteem because you hit me at work, Melissa.
Oh.
You're the cause of my low self-esteem.
Battered partner syndrome.
So read it one more time.
Self-centered. Charms people to help boost his ego and increase his low self-esteem.
I feel self-centered. That doesn't work.
Well, I mean, it's... I don't want to argue against myself, but I mean, that was what the debate was, you know, is it also like an internal construct,
well,
of self-esteem? Because you don't present, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a physical attribute or an action, but...
It's not something you do. It's
so, I mean, that's what we were kind of...
But does it involve intentionality?
If you can't feel self-centered or self-esteem, but you can feel centered and esteem, I feel like that's not specific enough to be a feeling state. You know, like you can feel you have a certain level of esteem or, yeah, exactly, but.
I mean, let's say we go there. So we say three. That would be like being generous. So I don't see the four, Melissa.
Yeah, I took self-esteem as something you feel.
Okay, but then why give it more than
because
a canned three?
I felt it was, they were disguising, like, he does this because he really feels this way. Like, he acts charming, but he really has low self-esteem. So that's why I gave it a four, because I felt like they were getting at that disguise.
But is charming a mental state?
No, and then Chris and I talked about this, and I have, it's a behavior. So that's why I said it, I guess it's not, he has one mental state to disguise another mental state, he has a behavior to describe a mental state, which wouldn't be that category, I guess. So.
A three would be generous. I can't see a four. What do you think?
I gave it a two because I wasn't sure and I wanted to split the... I could see both like a three or a one, but I wasn't sure about what like the self-esteem, like if that would count as like an internal construct or not, so I had just played it safe.
I probably would give it a two.
It feels like a two.
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, with those questionable quasi-mental state terms, if you don't feel comfortable with a one, you could give it a two.
Right.
Which would still be the sub-threshold for a three, which is like a canned, just the basics. So I think a two would be a happy compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Three is stretching it. Four, I don't...
Yeah, no, I mean, after we talked about it, I said I could see how it would not be considered a mental state.
Yeah. All right. Should we go to... Dustin and Marie. Let's take a look. So far, the ones that I'm circling, Dustin has the higher score. There are a couple we reverse.
Yeah, I definitely like thought that we might have some confusion of the difference between the three and the one.
Yeah, there was a lot of three here.
Yeah, there are things that were like kind of on the fence, and so I pretty much probably usually gave them a one.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that there's nothing, no discrepancy larger than two. That's Nice. There are seven out of 40 discrepancies that are two. It's not that bad. I mean, your reliability was fine. Let's just go over some of them.
Yeah.
All right. So starting with item two.
Yeah.
Somebody want to read that?
I don't have it.
It says. Extroverted, social, academically inclined, teacher, more research-oriented than I expected, certain amount of GAD, ambitious to a specified level, wanted to get to be tenured full professor, frugal, good therapist, good teacher, married for keeps, interested in kids, grandkids, anger-prone, conservative, religious, ESTJ in Myers-Briggs with a good load of I, though. Which is intuition, right?
So,
one more time.
Psychology geek.
Yeah.
I guess the Myers-Briggs.
Yeah.
More of a bolder kind of person than a scientist practitioner.
Actually, I think don't counseling psychologists give that? The Myers-Briggs?
I'm still not quite sure what the difference between clinical and counseling is, since we get the same license, but... I understand on paper what it is.
I'm actually
but
treating somebody who's on internship in counseling psych, and she's like working inpatient.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understood, like, theoretically when they made the separate programs, but I mean, I guess it's similar even now with some of the PsyD and PhDs. I mean, you've got some PhD programs that are very low on the stats now, but yeah, because we all go for the exact same license, so in the end, it's a washout.
I think traditionally, counseling psychologists treated more so-called normal people and gave them career decision-making, counseling, that kind of thing, but this woman's treating, you know.
Well, they apply for the same internships.
Exactly.
So
I think the Myers-Briggs is an instrument that's mostly used in counseling settings.
And work settings.
Right. So... You want to read it again?
Extroverted, social, academically inclined, teacher, more research-oriented than I expected, certain amount of GAD, ambitious to a specified level, wanted to get to be a tenured full professor, frugal, good therapist, good teacher, married for keeps, interested in kids, grandkids, anger-prone, conservative, religious, ESTJ, and Myers-Briggs with a good load of I, though.
Anger-prone was really the only thing I heard about.
Yeah, can you feel ambitious?
Or interested.
They wanted something, and they were interested.
They wanted something.
Yeah.
So you get a bunch of threes.
Where did I put?
Five.
I did? Must have been that anger-prone. Just the word anger.
Were they teasing out mental states? Was there any developmental aspect to the mental states? Were they referring to the interviewer? What was the last one? The last domain?
Development.
No, I said that.
The behavior.
Okay.
It's like they're teasing out of mental states. Development.
That's
those
categories.
Mental
states development.
My
awareness.
Awareness
and a behavior.
It's a three.
What about the awareness and mental states? I guess that's what I was thinking of.
No, but it's not just an awareness. Let me read it. Awareness of the nature of mental states. So like the opaqueness of mental states.
Uh-huh.
Mental states is susceptible to disguise. Recognition of the limitations of insight. I'm just hearing anger from. It doesn't give me much.
Okay. I agree that's wrong.
The second one was the explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior. Two is the explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior.
No,
score of three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I agree with Marie on that one.
Okay.
Okay, so we go to item six.
A dreamer who is fearless in pursuing his dreams but does not always have a well-developed plan to achieve them. He was generous to a fault with his friends and valued harmony with others.
Read it again.
A dreamer who is fearless in pursuing his dreams but does not always have a well-developed plan to achieve them. He was generous to a fault with his friends and valued harmony with others.
Three.
Three because of value?
Three. And dreams.
Yeah.
I have to go along with the majority.
Where did I get it?
Five.
Wow, I was even thinking two.
Huh? That's why I later was like,
no, at first I was even thinking two, but then the values.
I think Giacomo's paying Dustin under the table to get those scores up.
Why, he's worried about attenuation of range, or?
I don't know why, that's my hypothesis. I'm hypothesizing he's opaque to me, Jeff. His intentions are in black and white, but
I don't know, again, I don't know why I did that.
Just for the extra 10 bucks?
I agree with the range.
All right, let's go to the next one. Item seven.
Smart, constricted, counter-dependent, anxious, angry, and depressed, overly nice and considerate of others and their needs.
Three.
Three.
Same.
It's basically the same response. Mm-hmm. You know.
I give it a 5.
You give it a 7.
Give it a 5.
5. Okay. You know, you really have to ding one of those four domains to qualify for a 5.
Actually, it has to be a sentence here.
If you don't ding one of those four domains, you don't qualify for a 5. And then for a 7, you need to have 2 of those four domains.
Okay.
We haven't got, the range is pretty attenuated. That's why I don't know that we're going to get much with this scale, even though I think it's an important scale, but just we haven't really seen much of a range.
Page 57, I discussed that.
Okay.
You were kidding.
So you didn't find much of a range?
I mean, I had, if you looked at the scores as a whole, there was a range, but I mean, it was so homogeneously clustered.
Did you have to apply a log transformation?
No, I mean, I ended up being, but there were, there were very many negative ones either, so that took the other one. So, it was plus or minus 1.
You're looking at a range basically of 1 to 5.
Yeah.
You're cutting from the ceiling, you're cutting from the floor.
I think my mean of everybody was like a 2.
Yeah.
6-7, and then even when I ran the ANOVAs and the MANOVAs, there were no mean differences between every. So everybody was about 2 plus or minus 1. So, I mean, the 4s and 5s were my one end, and then, you know, the negative 1s and 0s were at the other end.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the random 6 or 7 that people reported didn't affect anything because it was so infrequent.
All right, item 10.
Funny, narcissistic, liberal.
What did we decide about diagnostic terms? 1?
Finagy took care of that one for us.
Yeah, right, okay.
Oh, oops.
So.
Okay, I was thinking.
Advantage Dustin.
Yes.
But if it said depressed, that would still be a 1 as well?
Yeah.
No,
depressed
is
great.
It's not
but
like
a
diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right. Major depressive. I mean, depressed is a diagnosis, but it's also more than that. All right. We move down to item 22.
Driven to complete tasks, artistic, altruistic, live by principles, seeks harmony, seeks to leave contributions in the world, in profession, and with my family.
You know, there, I mean, you, but you do get intentionality, right? There's an, this guy's intentional. He's attributing intention to this other person.
It's himself.
Huh?
It's a self response.
Oh, okay. He's attributing intention to himself.
In the third person.
Like what that's he values.
More interesting.
See,
is it third person?
Yeah, if it's I don't seek, I seek.
What was the question? Describe yourself?
Wait.
Yeah.
You said
if it's a third, if it's a three,
it's
yeah.
A three.
Yeah. So the
you mean you're saying.
Yeah, then the person just said.
It is a three. So read it again.
It's a triple, or a double three.
Yeah.
Curious, driven to complete tasks, artistic, altruistic, live by principles, seeks harmony, seeks to leave contributions in the world, in profession, and with my family.
Oh, he doesn't.
It's I hear what Chris is saying. There is a little bit of like a Freudian slip in there. He's referring to himself in the third person. You wouldn't use the word seeks. I seeks.
Oh.
He
yeah,
seeks.
Right.
Or she seeks. But not I seeks. So there is a little bit of the slippage there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not coding it out.
This isn't interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to point out, though.
I just bolded the, like, curious, driven, altruistic.
Driven, I mean, that's intentionality.
Live by principles
I mean,
and
curious.
Values, and then seeks this and that. So to me, that's what we determined before. I think that was a mental state, not an emotion, but a striving.
Live by principles.
Seeing.
And
that was, yeah, we had that argument about something else.
Yeah.
Sought.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I do see the three there. I can see how you might get tripped up and think one, Dustin, but I do agree with the three.
Okay.
All right, and two more. 29.
It's a self-response. Sensitive, proud, sometimes warm, sometimes aloof, independent, wanting to help others, interested in the world in an intellectual way, a lover of beauty and nature and the arts, self-deprecating, gentle but easily triggered / angered, and willing to use emotional distance to communicate anger / displeasure. I'm an amateur musician and visual artist.
The last portion of that might help you out for me.
Yeah, read the second half of that again.
Well, it's
where
one sentence.
Yeah, okay, the emotionally triggered part. And anger.
Sensitive, proud, warm, aloof, independent, wanting, interested, self-deprecating, gentle but easily triggered / angered, willing to use emotional distance to communicate anger / displeasure. So he or she's gentle but easily triggered angrily and willing to use this behavioral thing to communicate their anger.
Acting out.
So that goes under. Is it disguise?
No,
it's like a defensive
nature.
Kind of piece somewhat to it. Mm-hmm.
There's something there. I can't really put my finger on
my initial reaction before.
You have to seek some clarification on that. Mm-hmm.
Awareness of the defensive nature of certain mental states, is that it?
That's what I was
you saying. Tend to blank out things that make you unhappy sometimes.
So they're easily angered, but then they distance themselves when they're, like, instead of they're also aloof, so who knows?
All How about evaluating mental states from the point of view of their impact on behavior of self or and or others? Does that count?
Yeah. Behavior shifting as a result of anger.
So that goes under explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior. It's 4.2.5. So that would give it a 5, right? So that means I split the difference between the two. So, Marie, why a 4 and Dustin, why a 6?
I thought wanting, interested, and angered, anger displeasure, those to me put it at a 3, and then it just to me wasn't a 5 because it was a little too vague. And it wasn't, I don't know, I just feel like it wasn't really thought out or specific enough. It doesn't really make sense. Gentle, but easily angered. Like, easily triggered and willing to basically, like, ignore people to, like, prove to them how angry they are.
Well, that's a complicated mentalized thought there, right?
Yeah. I guess I just didn't think it was strong enough for a 5, but I'm making
fun. I thought it just hit gone beyond just being one of those things from a 5, so I put it at 6, but I didn't think it hit me 2.
So you then went beyond?
I felt like, yeah, that it had a lot of description.
What other 5 category did you feel like it?
Oh, no, no, not more than that one tagline, but I thought there was a lot of the intentionality of mental states.
Yeah, I think you'd want to see some hint of a second category for a 6.
Okay.
Or maybe like a really, really great paradigmatic example of one of the domains for a 6. So, all right, the last one is item 39.
It's a self one. Open-minded, hardworking, helpful to others whenever I see an opportunity, supportive of others, stubborn when others try to control my actions without good reason, in my opinion.
Did it say
my opinion?
Yeah,
it
says
one parenthesis in my opinion, period.
I would say at least a 4. Yeah.
Open-minded, hardworking, helpful to others whenever I see an opportunity, supportive of others, stubborn when others try to control my actions without good reason, in my opinion.
There's no mental state in there. Stubborn, I mean, maybe.
I mean, I
basically
heard
comment. I thought stubborn was sort of a behavioral thing. It's not really feeling.
I guess you could feel stubborn, but don't you think of when you say something stubborn, you're not really thinking about how they're feeling, the way they behave. Yeah.
What about this idea of recognition of diverse perspectives? In my opinion.
But also, it's not diverse other states, it's diverse behaviors. So when others try to control my action, oh, I guess without good reason.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking the reason made it a little higher because they're seeing how they're trying to guess how someone else is thinking. It's kind of vague, so you think like 4? That was my original.
Yeah, I'm thinking 4 too. That's, so I would think you're both wrong. I guess Marie is closer with 3, but, you know, I think it's probably a 4. Because that, in my opinion, implies that, you know, we have two different mental states about this.
That's true.
What do you guys think?
Go. Only though because of the other part with the other people's decision process. I just don't think, you know, like, if I said Giacomo's a jerk in my opinion, I don't think that would count as higher than a 3.
Wow.
You know, because I didn't give any reference, but I guess because they did mention other people, you know, having their own reasons.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Can I
Thanks.
Ask about one?
Completely
you didn't mention it, so I guess we were good, but I bolded a couple things that were just confusing for me. It's kind of short. It just says, it's a cell phone. Very responsible, reliable, thoughtful, not impulsive. Love the outdoors, animals, environment, and children, even though not a mother. Care deeply for those not well off and social justice. Committed to making the world a better place, including being a good steward of the environment.
Right.
Okay, so thoughtful and care.
Love.
Just love.
It's
always
love.
Okay.
Where did
I put
them?
You
know.
9.
Which
one is it?
Number 25,
HHK3. You invented
threes.
Your own.
But I was just saying.
It's a Dustin announcer. I'm going to give it a 12.
No, I guess that would be
right. Committed?
May imply
a
value.
Maybe a 2.
Yeah.
And thoughtful.
No.
Right.
A Hallmark card is thoughtful.
This is called thoughts.
What?
That's not what they mean, though. They mean doing good deeds.
They would say full of thoughts.
I think it even said in the manual that
you might say manic in that point.
I think it's just something thoughtful.
No, it said thinks. Like people often use, like, he thought or she thought without actually hitting on the stage. This is vernacular.
So, what do you think we call it a day early?
Yeah.
You guys feel, you guys did really well today. So, tomorrow, or next week is the partai.
Yeah, what are we
doing?
Decisions,
yeah.
Well, I'm happy to bring pizza.
Potluck.
You're welcome to do that if you guys want.
I'll make some blue bread.
But if you guys if you all bring food, I'll just bring in one pie rather than two.
Okay. Yeah.
So that each of us can have one slice. I mean, if we're having other food, it doesn't make sense to buy two pies. Now, in previous endings of coding teams, and Dustin and Giacomo can attest to this, there have been times when I have brought in, like, joke awards for the team who's had the highest average reliability over the team and the lowest average reliability. I don't know if you guys want me to do that or not.
No.
Why not?
Really? Including the DR and the ORI reliability.
Are we talking about the practice too, or just
no, not practice.
Sure.
Because I want my to go one
thing.
That we stayed with the same teams throughout all three.
Yeah.
It's been a long haul. When did we start?
November.
Was it November?
Well, I think we didn't start coding actual data until into December. Maybe.
But we started training in November.
Yeah,
late
November.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
So maybe even earlier. November.
What are we going to do without each other?
I've given you something to do with
all the last people. How about these people?
Well, Melissa will still beat me on a regular basis at work. So.
I'm moving on to another dissertation.
Yes, we'll have to go around and say what's everyone doing now.
Working on my next work.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if you guys have any future, like, maybe we should close this door. Future plans for future coding teams or whatever, you know.
I'm gonna put somebody through the ringer.
Sweet.
So, would you like me to average the?
Yeah, I'm doing not really doing poorly, so.
And then some kind of award.
No, wait, so does my coding team with
yeah, Chris
He Who Shall Not Be Named count? Because I think we had pretty reliable ratings for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
You know,
he did,
like,
he did a nice
so
job,
I could
actually.
Just you could just put my name on it.
Oh no, I think we'd have to discount those.
Yeah, because
why?
Also it's not as many times averaged together. It's just like four.
It was like stars that bright only burn, you know, very quickly. So
the only current teams.
You still have like three different coding teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What are you talking about? Like,
two. I'm down to two.
Are you down to two?
I guess because you've been doing two assignments with both of us.
Yeah.
It seems like
pretty not risky.
We know that you've won you've won for the most total responses coded.
Yes.
But that's for sure.
I should borrow some certificates from Giacomo's dissertation and just add some power to my own. So just if you see anything you want to borrow, you know, like 0.15 of something, just remember we'll subtract it from his.
No, we're still
having it. Hey, your picture now is on his bulletin board with the incoming class.
I can bring in
the
picture.
You didn't send a picture in?
No, probably not there. I forgot to send one.
I picked one for the SEO.
Did you submit one?
No.
Maybe she got on
but I could find a really good.
It's definitely down there.
Yeah.
Where is it? Here?
Yeah, it's in the mail room. Yeah, it's right in there. I don't know, but it's there.
Maybe I did send one. I don't really think I did. I thought I forgot, and I thought about it a couple weeks ago, and I was like,